From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Negotiations continue over Iran's nuclear program, with both sides saying that more work is needed. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met Friday with Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif in Vienna to discuss key issues that prevented negotiators from meeting a June 30th deadline for an agreement. Kerry said that he and Zarif's teams have been working very hard and very diligently in order to maximize progress.
And I think it's fair to say that both sides are working extremely hard with a great sense of purpose and a good faith effort to make progress, and we are making progress.
Kerry added that negotiators have a lot of work to do and there are some tough issues. Zarif echoed his statement, saying, "We are all trying very hard in order to be able to move forward, and we have made some progress." Negotiators from Iran and six world powers have given themselves a July 7th deadline to come up with a comprehensive deal to lift international sanctions in exchange for Tehran scaling back its nuclear program. Police in Athens say about 25,000 people gathered in the capital's Syntagma Square for a rally supporting a no vote in Sunday's referendum on whether to accept a new bailout deal. Meanwhile, about 17,000 people gathered outside the nearby Panathenian Stadium for a yes rally. Friday was the last day of campaigning before Sunday's referendum on whether Greece should accept creditors' demands for more austerity in return for bailout loans. Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras is campaigning for a no vote, saying it will give Greece more bargaining power in future negotiations with its European creditors. This is VOA News. Witnesses say Boko Haram militants executed 11 members who were accused of deserting the Islamist extremist group. Residents of a town in Nigeria's Borno state say that Boko Haram fighters entered the town before dawn Friday, going house to house looking for the alleged defectors. One resident said 11 people were found slaughtered at the Eid praying ground outside of town. He said all 11 were recent arrivals whom residents suspected as being possible Boko Haram members. Boko Haram is blamed for several attacks this week in the deadliest wave of violence since President Muhammadu Buhari took over as Nigeria's president May 29th. A solar-powered Swiss airplane touched down in Hawaii Friday, completing a record-breaking flight across the Pacific Ocean, the riskiest leg of its 35,000-kilometer trip around the world. The Solar Impulse 2 flies without using any fuel other than the sun. Pilot Andre Borschberg's 124-hour voyage beat the previous longest solo piloting record, held by American adventurer Steve Fawcett. Swiss adventurer Bertrand Piccard will fly the same aircraft on the next leg from Hawaii to the city of Phoenix, Arizona. From there, Solar Impulse is scheduled to fly to New York before crossing the Atlantic Ocean to its final destination, Abu Dhabi, in the United Arab Emirates. Law enforcement officials across the United States are boosting security for Independence Day events after security agencies warned about potential terrorist attacks. The Department of Homeland Security and the Federal Bureau of Investigation issued an alert earlier this week calling for local authorities and the public to remain vigilant for possible threats following recent calls for violence by the Islamic State group. Kathy Lanier is the police chief in Washington, D.C.
We take every event here in Washington very serious, and our posture remains extremely high for all special events, and it will continue for the 4th.
Terror attacks last week in Tunisia, Kuwait, and France, in which dozens of civilians were killed, prompted U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson to issue a statement calling for increased vigilance over the patriotic holiday. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for the Tunisia and Kuwait attacks. And Philippine authorities say the death toll from a ferry accident has risen to 50 and that at least 5 people remain missing. 141 passengers were rescued or swam ashore after the Kim Nirvana went down Thursday, just minutes after leaving port. Officials said that 5 more bodies were found and that bad weather is hampering the search effort for the others. For more on these stories, please log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.